Welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And again, joining me on the hot seat is my business partner and a co-host, Pamela Caldwell. Great to have you back again.
I love it. Cannot wait to get right into this conversation.
We've got a good one today, actually.
We do. It's a fun one.
We've got a fun one, right? So Pam and I, just for context, everyone, have been... Well, we've worked together now for, 10 years?
Yeah.
Because we worked... when did you arrive in Australia?
Do you know what? Honestly, I actually can't believe it's 2025.
Yeah, they're blurring into one.
Let me just say. Definitely 10 years. 2015, I arrived in Australia and we met that week. So,
exactly
10 whole years.
10 whole years of friendship. We worked together, obviously, before we set up our business, Seed Solutions. And I think I was your first friend in Australia.
You were.
Whether you said, liked it or not.
No, honestly, I had grown up in a really small town, so I didn't realise that I had never had to make friends before. I just grew up knowing everyone that I knew. We all went to school together. Then me and my best friends went to university together. And I thought, oh, this is a bit different. And I remember meeting with you and you just went, do you know what? You and I are going to get on. Let's go for a coffee this weekend. I thought, okay. I remember calling my fiance at the time saying, guess what? I'm actually meeting with someone for a coffee this weekend. I was so excited.
Oh, if only dating was that easy, right? But we're not gonna get into that. But no, we just instantly clicked from day one. And it's been a wonderful friendship ever since. And you know, we didn't ever think we would have our own business together when we met on that day. But I think, you know, it's been a hell of a journey, and I just want to hold space for something now. So obviously we have just come up to our 7th year in business together, and I think it's really important to pause and reflect on some lessons learned. And also I want to make these lessons very relatable to career as well, because there's a lot of synergies between having a business and getting ahead in your career as well. So everything Pam and I are going to talk about today, you can relate into your career, into your life as well, because we've learned some lessons the hard way, and we've made some mistakes. We've done some good things in those 7 years as well. But I think we'll just kick off with this, right? Because I did read these stats the other day, and I just want to just, you know, hold space for this as well. So apparently, according to, you know, Google and all the research out there, approximately 77% of new businesses survive their first year, meaning about 23% fail within that period, right? So that's the first year. Only 77% of businesses survive their first year. 5-year mark, by the end of the 5 years, around 48% of businesses have failed, indicating that just over half make it past this point. Okay, it's 5 years. 10 years, we're not quite there yet. So this is the goal.
Don't jinx us.
After a decade, approximately 65% of businesses have closed, leaving about a third still operating. So in between the 5 and the 10, but I just want to just say, you know, great work.
So what you're actually starting, let's start this podcast with saying, we're amazing.
We've done well.
That is such an achievement, isn't it?
Well, let's just also just say this, and this is for everyone listening to this as well. What a hell of a 7 years it has been, right? If you had told me in 7 years we had navigated a global pandemic, an economic downturn in tech, it's just been a wild ride. In that as well, you've had another baby. I've moved
another
states.
Wild ride.
I've moved states. I've moved to the Gold Coast. I moved back to Melbourne. There has been a lot going on in that time
there's been a lot. But do you know what, that is, well, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what stage of life that you're at. My mum used to always say the only thing constant in life is change.
Correct.
And sometimes that's positive, sometimes you're going to come up against your challenges, but looking at it just from a bird's eye view, the main thing is that you need to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And believe you me, 2023, it felt like just that. Yeah. That was one of the toughest years that I think that we've had in business was 2023.
Agreed. Yeah. I think when COVID first hit, that was a shock for everybody. Everybody was scrambling, didn't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. But I think because we had already sort of worked remotely for a couple of days, we were sort of okay, so we're just going from sort of 2 days from home to 5 days from home. And it was like still a bit of a shift, but it didn't feel as, we kind of everything had everything sort of set up. It was just sort of navigating the team at that point as well, making sure they were all set up for success 5 days a week. And it was, that was tough in different ways because it was just all about adaptability at that point. But like, it was really weird. It's like, I felt a sense of calm still during COVID. Bless you. But I think that, yeah, the toughest year was 2023 when we really saw that tech decline. All of our clients had turned the tap off. They weren't hiring. That was really tough times. And we had to have some really difficult, honest, hard conversations. But what I actually would just say is this, and I think this is something that, again, is probably a lesson for people listening to this as well. We instantly took responsibility for where we were. Not once did we blame the market, blame our clients, blame the industry, blame each other. We sat back and was like, we are in this position because of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. And if we got ourselves into this position, we're going to get ourselves out. And it was just that instant responsibility of everything that we took that I think was really empowering. Because I think what people do, whether they have a business, whether in their career, is they look to blame. And I think as soon as you sort of play the victim and be like, I'm in this situation because of this, this, and this, because of the economy, because of mortgage rates, whatever, you then literally just disarm yourself. You give your power away. And I think that the one thing that you and I have always done really, really well is constantly show up and take that responsibility. If something goes wrong in the business, if something doesn't work, we own it. And we put our hands and say, right, I'm taking ownership for this. And I might say, no, you're not, I am. You know, we might almost fight about, you know, who's taking responsibility, but we've never pointed the finger at each other. And I think that that is something that has probably why as well our friendship has remained so strong during these 7 years.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it's just that ownership piece as well, like just owning it. I love what you said there, you know, we got ourselves into this situation, we'll get ourselves out of it. And I think like that, not just like sitting back and spending that time and that energy
wallowing,
you know, it's just like, right, okay, here's where we're at, reality check, what we're going to do. And we're very forward thinking, right? We can go back and dissect it in a couple of months' time when we've, you know, dug ourselves out of this hole. But for now, let's just accept where we are and let's get a plan to make sure that we're moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. So let's just go into some of the lessons now. And like I said at the start, you can really apply this to your life and to your career as well. So this isn't just about business. This isn't just about Pam and I. This is actually sort of, I think, some really key lessons that, you know, we've learned, but also can be really transformational and hopefully beneficial for you and wherever you are in your life right now. And if you are somebody that is thinking about starting your own business, then hopefully this will inspire you and hopefully you can, you know, learn some lessons and not make the same mistakes that maybe Pam and I have made as well. But I think the first lesson for me that I sort of think, you know, when you start a new career or you start a business, you can get quickly get lost in is kind of, I guess, sort of like not aligning your values to really sort of like, so like when we started the business, I think it was really, really easy for us to just sort of like push our values to one side.
Yeah.
And almost have like golden handcuffs and be so like future focused of what we wanted to achieve that we, in the process of that, probably made ourselves almost quite unwell mentally, physically, because we were just so future focused, right? So obviously my top value is health, yours is family. I neglected like my health, and that was probably for more of a mental piece as well. I had this frantic energy. Like, you know, that's the way I describe it. Like when we started the business to start with, I was frantic. I was waking up at silly o'clock after not going to bed until God knows what time, not prioritizing my sleep, not prioritizing my movement like I used to, sitting at a desk for 12 hours a day, not moving. And it really started to impact my health. And I think that this is probably what maybe some people don't sort of realize when they start a new career or they start any sort of goal, is they can almost lose themselves a bit in attaining a goal. And I think what I've come to realize over the last past 7 years. It's not about the goal. It's about who you become in the process and making sure that you are living a life that aligns with what's important to you. Because if you don't do that, you can quite easily start to resent a business or a career. You can start to look in the mirror and not recognize who you are. You can feel guilt around the choices that you're making or what you're not prioritizing. So I think that's been a really important lesson for me over the last 7 years of making sure I'm aligning my values with my goals as well and not losing sight of that.
Yeah, I think it's really important as an individual to actually sit down and think about what your key and core values are going to be for now, because your values are also something that are very fluid as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to change and evolve. They're going to reorder themselves sometimes. And you need to have a finger on the pulse of that changing for you. And that's something that I was very unaware of. I hadn't even sat down to think, you know, what are core values in 2018 when we started the business? I was very much a workhorse, is how I would sort of classify myself at that time. 5 days a week in office, at the desk for 8:30, dropping my daughter off. I had to leave the house at 7:03. Mm-hmm. I remember that because I had to be out the door for 7:03 so that I actually did not miss the tram, you know, and just like living life in that way. I did have bad anxiety for a period of time. The business was doing very well, but I was probably really struggling in my personal life because I wasn't prioritizing. I wasn't aware that my family values were not where they should have been. And that's really ultimately what wasn't aligned for me. As I've grown my family, I'm very much aware of that. And I absolutely make sure that I have got the right blend for me to make sure that I feel that I am succeeding in all different facets of my life. But it's something that I need to be continually aware of. And there are some weeks where business comes first, but I'm okay with that. I make that decision and I'm consciously making that decision. So I'm at peace of the quote unquote sacrifices that I'm maybe going to have to make with family that particular week. But that's just what needs to be done. Sometimes you need to be willing to be really fluid with it and allow it to ebb and flow. Don't fight against it. But having an awareness of what your core values are, it helps you to make decisions in a really thoughtful way and just remain so aligned, because it's when you're not living in true alignment that's when you end up with these feelings of anxiety, unease, migraines. Like, you know, your body will show you when you're not living in alignment, but you need to sort of get close to that and come back to really identifying what those values are and making sure that any decision you make is very much in line with that. So I love the whole core values piece.
Yeah. I was thinking as you were speaking then, it's almost like we've got these pendulums that can swing to either side, right? And it's like we always want to try and sort of maintain somewhere close to the middle. And like you said, sometimes the scales are going to tip, right? And there could be weeks where, you know, we might be sort of like really on some delivery work. We might have just won a large piece of work. And, you know, we just know that week it's going to be full. Our diaries are going to be fuller than normal. I don't like the word busy, but, you know, we're going to be maximized, right? Not overwhelmed, maximized, very aware of language. So we're going to be maximized that week. And it's like, okay, time management needs to be really on point. Okay, maybe I'm going to, if I want to get a workout in, maybe I'm going to have to get up a bit earlier this week to make sure I get to the gym and, you know, still get my steps in. And for you, it's like, right, okay, when I'm with the girls, I'm going to be super present, you know, at bedtime, bath time. I'm going to put my phone down and I'm going to allocate those solid 2 hours to my girls, because this week's going to be about quality over quantity. And it's like, just checking in with yourself. But I think we didn't do this to start with and it cost us greatly. And there's a beautiful quote that Tony Robbins says, and it's just stuck with me. He says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And that just, when I heard that quote, I just stopped and I thought, I don't want to live my life being like, look at everything that I've achieved and accomplished. Look at my career title and this and this and this. But deep down, I'm miserable. I'm not happy. And I think we need to check in with ourselves as we go through our lives and we progress in our careers, in our businesses and whatever that is. But it's making sure you're climbing your own ladder and defining what success means to you. That is absolutely key, which leads me on to lesson number two, quite nicely. Don't compare yourself to others.
Oof. I'm very good at this.
You are. I'm not. This is probably more me lesson.
I honestly, I can't tell you why I just don't really do that. Mm-hmm. I just don't subscribe to comparison.
I don't anymore, but I did at the start. I'll be honest. I have to be honest with that. I almost used it as fire. I used it as like fuel. I'm going to be the best and I want to be better than that person. It's like, yeah, it was that energy field.
Right. But then you're
driven by ego as well.
Some of the top sportsmen, right, in the world, you know, like Michael Jordan, the basketball player. Did you watch his documentary?
Yes,
right.
He used
to make up stories.
I know.
That people were out to get him and this and, you know, full blown scenarios. And ultimately he was best at what he did. Mm-hmm. But that, it's about knowing who you are as a person and really connecting with that and who is the person you are and who is the person that you want to be. Mm-hmm. But I think, look, fundamentally, again, it comes down to just like knowing what you want out of life and being happy with your life. And I think if you feel a sense of peace and a sense of happiness with your life, your relationships, your career, then you're not going to be looking over the garden fence. I think it's good to look for sources of inspiration. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. But comparison can be the thief of joy. I truly believe that. And even in life, the likes of social media, I had one of my friends at the start of January. She's a school teacher. She had the full 6 weeks off. She's not got her own family. So it was like a lot of free time. She ended up deleting Instagram because she felt like it was actually having a negative impact on her mental health because she went down a rabbit hole of following all these fashion, beauty, and it was actually really impacting how she felt about herself. That's a complete non-work example.
Good self-awareness though, by the way.
Yeah, so she's deleted it and she feels so much better. But I think it was just, again, that doom scrolling and just like spending her time in the wrong place. But that comparison, it can steal your joy and make you not feel good about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I think like now I only compare myself to the person that I was yesterday. And, you know, like as long as I feel like I'm making progress in my life and not just in my career, and my business, but, you know, when it comes to my relationships and my health and things like that, it's like I've got a bit of a more holistic view now to life. I think when we first started the business, I was hot off, you know, being a top consultant in a very intense sales role in recruitment. And I just brought that energy into the business and it was just like, go, 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 go. And, you know, and look, I won't lie, it probably did serve us well to start with, but that wasn't sustainable. And I think had I had kept on going at that pace, I would have burnt out. I'd have been absolutely exhausted and definitely not in a really good headspace. And I think the final sort of thing that I want to sort of leave people with as well before we move on to the next lesson is that the reason why you can't compare yourself to somebody else is because you don't know what that person has done, what they've had to sacrifice, what they were prepared to sacrifice to get to where they are, right? So I can look at other, let's just say, recruitment agencies now, and I can be really, truly inspired by what they're achieving, right? But the founders of that business will probably have totally different values to me, totally different values, right? Like, and I've got to be aware of that. And I think a life of purpose and fulfillment and joy is a life that is lived in line with your values, like we said in point number one. And I check in with myself often. I think, have I done everything that I enjoy doing today? And not every day is that's going to happen, but you know, most of the time, you know, I do wake up and I get to do something that I enjoy in the morning. I get to sit and, you know, have my morning coffee in silence. And these are sort of little things that I really appreciate throughout my day. And that's important to me. And I think that's really, really key when you sort of look at somebody else. You know, you don't know what their values are. You don't know what the journey they've had to go on. They don't know what they've had to give up or sacrifice to get to where they are, which is why comparing yourself to others is just, like you say, the thief of joy. So big, big lesson for me was to stop doing that and just stay true to who I am and keep that authenticity. Point number three in lesson is investing in yourself. I honestly believe your career and your business will only grow as much as you do.
Agree. Yeah. Look, even as in such a simplistic term, honestly, when we started in the business in 2018, I didn't even know the concept of core values. Mm-hmm. I did not know what a core value was. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's these small things. It doesn't even have to be like learning the new technology or stepping up in your career. there's so many life lessons that are to be learned as well, but absolutely investing in like your own development. And I think one thing that can be really important and as a person is to actually invest time in your own personal development and really understanding yourself. I think that that can really help propel your own career, but also propel your life as well, and make sure that all pillars of your life are really fulfilling. So I didn't really embark on any sort of personal development journey until I actually started the business. And how I've grown and developed over the past 7 years as a person has been massive. That's also been a bit of a journey of maturing as well. You know, I was in my early 30s, with just embarking on my first sort of experience in motherhood as well when we first started the business. So I've obviously matured over that time as well. But it's definitely something that if you give it the attention, you're able to cope with a lot more. You just develop a whole new skill set to help you navigate challenging times, tricky times that come up. And in terms of the past few years in business, what we've experienced in the past couple of years of, in our business has been really intense. It's been really challenging. We've been operating under very stressful and pressurized conditions. I have the tools to be able to cope with that because of the work that I've done on myself in the preceding 5 years. If we had experienced what we've experienced in the past few years, in the first few years of our business, I think I would have ended up in hospital. I honestly do. I don't think I would have, I wouldn't have had the tools to be able to cope with the pressure. But the fact that we were able to navigate everything that we have done almost with ease, from a mental perspective, a peace perspective over the past few years, that's not happened by accident. No. That's been a very intentional personal growth and learning and development journey that I've gone on.
Yeah. And that's it. I think when we say invest in yourself, we're not saying go and do an online course in, you know, engineering. It's actually, like you said, working on you internally, upskilling yourself with that emotional intelligence, that adaptability, that resilience, and that sort of self-awareness as well. So you can sort of constantly monitor and checking with yourself to be like, am I on the right track? Is this still serving me? That's absolutely key. So I think investing in yourself and, you know, getting a coach or getting a mentor, like we have had multiple mentors and coaches during the 7 years in our business. And sometimes we've actually got them because we're just like, we kind of think we're doing the right thing, but we just want to make sure that we are. And sometimes you need that validation. Sometimes, you know, when you don't have a boss, essentially, I guess, you can second guess yourself a lot. And sometimes I think all a mentor and a coach sort of does is just go, yep, you're doing the right thing, keep going. And it's just almost like that, like pat on the back to be like, okay, yep, I know I'm doing the right thing, but I just need to hear that from somebody else, because you can get in your own head sometimes, and get in your head, you're dead. And I think like it's just making sure that, you know, you've got those coaches and that support network around you as well, to keep you and steer you on track. So yeah, investing in yourself is absolutely key, whether you're in your career or starting a business. It's just imperative to do that. Fourth lesson that we think we've learned is confidence comes from action. You will never feel ready to take a promotion, to step up in your career, to start a business. I think the biggest lesson that I've come to learn about confidence is it comes from courage. And then from the courage comes the competence, and then the confidence comes from that. But if we just sit and wait, imagine if me and you had said, right, well, we're not quite ready to start our own business yet, so let's just stay in our jobs for another sort of year or two, and we'll just, you know, we never would have got going.
No.
We had no idea what we were doing.
I didn't feel ready at all.
No.
But that's what naivety also, you know, like blissfully unaware of the challenges that lay ahead.
But we just sort of dived in and we just, you know, burnt the boats, and we just had to paddle and figure it out along the way. And, you know, we're still here, we've survived. But I think that you've got to act. You got to step outside your comfort zone. Like, you're not going to build confidence sitting on the sidelines waiting for somebody to tap you on the shoulder and say, you're ready now. Never going to happen. You have to act. If you have a goal, if you have a dream, if you want to do something in your life, you have to take action.
Yeah. Don't worry about the what ifs. Right? Yeah. Because what if you regret not trying? right? That is the biggest point.
Correct.
And, you know, I'll give like an example from over the past couple of years, because one major thing is the events that we've run with Sisterhood Club. Now, there were so many what ifs. I mean, that could have been, we could have fell flat on our backsides. Yeah. We could have honestly, we'd never run an event before. Mm-hmm. We really didn't know what we were doing. We were mm-hmm. winging it left, right, and center. We managed to gratefully pull together three people that wanted to speak on this panel, you know, but they were like, so there was loads of what ifs mm-hmm. leading up to that. And they were like, but what if no one comes on the night? Mm-hmm. You know, all these what ifs. But if that's what we focused on, then we wouldn't have achieved what we have with our events. And we've now run seven. Mm-hmm. We upgraded our space. We're like, mm-hmm. let's back ourselves. And, you know, but that all came from the courage to take action. So you're so right. I like that confidence comes from courage. Mm-hmm. That is really, really key. Mm-hmm. But do not allow your brain is such a powerful tool in your body. Mm-hmm. Do not allow it to tell you no or hold mm-hmm. you back. If you find yourself focusing on the what ifs from a negative angle, flip it to the what ifs from mm-hmm. a positive slant. Correct. And that'll give you the courage to take that little step and go for it. Mm.
Actually, you've spoken to quite a few points, so I'll say the next one.
Oh, sorry.
Next. No, it's really good. It's really good. But yeah, you're so right. And I was even thinking about like this podcast as well. And we just decided to start this as well. Like, there's been so many things that we've just decided to act and just go, what's the worst that can happen? I think that's also been our sort of mindset throughout, because I do think as well, and this is now lesson number five, no risk, no reward. Right?
Yeah.
You have to sometimes take some risks in your career, in a business. Like, you cannot sit in the sidelines of your life. You have to sometimes put yourself out there in these uncomfortable positions, right? And I think a really good way of making decisions, and I really like this sort of thought process, is coming up with like, right, what's the likely case? What's the likely case of this going well? Let's write that down. What's the worst case? If I do this thing, if I go for that promotion, if I put my hand up to do that talking, that speaking gig, what's the worst thing that could happen? Just get it all out, because you're going to think it regardless, right? Because that's what our brains are trained to do. Our brains are trained to look for danger. That is how we've evolved. That's why we're still alive and we're not extinct. Our brain is wired to look for the negatives, not the positives. The next thing is, what's the best case? If this was to go so well and I was to absolutely excel at this new thing that I want to try, what would that look like? And I think you can always then come back to the likely case. And what I've always found when I'm making decisions, if I look at the worst case, I go to myself, well, if that was to happen, would it be that bad? And 9 out of 10 times I go, oh, that would suck. That wouldn't be ideal. And yeah, I might, so my ego might be a bit hurt, but do you know what? I'd wake up the next day, I'd still be breathing. My life would move on, and so would everyone else. Mm. But I think we have a tendency, you're so right, of like focusing on the worst case scenario, all things that could go wrong, why not to do something? And I think we're really, really good at this as human beings. We focus on if I said to you, what do you not want to happen? Within seconds, you could probably list off everything. If I said to you, what do you want to have happen? You'd probably go, oh, well, think about that. Case in point.
Yeah.
We are wired for negativity.
We absolutely are. Now, you might not remember this, but I do.
Oh, God.
So when we first started CH Solutions, our tech recruitment firm, we started that with a bit of a jolt. I probably was not ready, but I had to take action immediately through some reasons that we can all, you know, discuss over a wine one day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we had to start the business probably a bit quicker than, you know, what we had anticipated. Mm-hmm. I earned a really decent income at that particular point in time. I had a 1-year-old daughter. I was in dire straits. Mm-hmm. I thought, I do not have enough money to be able to afford daycare, this, that, and the next thing. What the hell am I going to do? And do you remember we sat down and you actually did this with me? Right. What is the best case scenario? What is the worst case scenario? And what is the likelihood scenario? And the worst case scenario honestly was, if we do not manage to get clients on and do this number of placements mm-hmm. by this point, I get a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And see, knowing that that was the worst mm-hmm. case scenario, mm-hmm. I thought,
a job and a credit card.
Yeah. Hi, Dad. It's me. Yeah, I know I'm 30, but can you pay my bills? But when, as soon as I had made peace with the fact that getting a job was my worst case scenario, really, I'm good. And then it just freed up. I felt this worry just dissipate. It was like a physical feeling. Like I felt the stress physically leave my body. I can't describe it. And then I was free to just go. And go we did. But your point to, you know, you could say that this is your journey with the podcast as well. You need to be consistent. And now 7 years on, there is not a day that goes by that I am not grateful for the life that we have created through the business that we have built. I am full of gratitude and, you know, all the feels for what we've achieved over the past 7 years. But again, that's not happened by accident.
No.
It's been 7 years in the making as well. And it's been a lot of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's been a lot with having courage. It's been a lot of stepping up and taking action. It's been a lot of making a lot of mistakes and having to take ownership with that and make peace with those mistakes. And it's been a whole journey. But again, without starting, I wouldn't be in this position where I do wake up to every day feeling so grateful to my 30-year-old self for really taking that leap.
And again, no risk, no reward. And that's why, you know, when you do compare yourself to other people, like if somebody was listening to this podcast right now and was like, oh, it's all right for you and Georgia, you've got your own business and you've, but that hasn't happened. Like you just said, it's like, you know, it's like, don't compare yourself to somebody that's 7 years, that's been doing this 7 years, and 7 years so far, right? You might be at the right at the start of your journey. You might have been doing this for like 7 hours, 7 days, 7 weeks, right? You cannot compare yourself to someone that's been doing for 7 years. You can definitely learn from them and be inspired by them and reach out to them and ask them what they did and what mistakes they made. If they could go back and do things differently, what would they do? But that's such a key piece, and it is no risk, no reward. You and I could have happily just plodded along, stayed in the jobs and not done this. And who knows where our lives would be right now. Maybe they'd be in a really good spot. Maybe they wouldn't. Who knows? But we did take the risk. And I think you have to in life weigh up and what makes sense to you right now. Like you might not be in the financial position to start something new or, you know, change jobs or change careers. But what is, again, worst case, best case, likely case? If you apply that to any decision you make in your life, get out your fears, because they're gonna fester, they're gonna marinate if you don't get them out and speak them into being anyway. But as soon as you say something out loud, it just loses power over you. So I think that's such a good way of making a decision, but definitely no risk, no reward. We have to take some risks in life, calculated risks. And again, like I said, confidence comes from action as well. Two more lessons that I want to just drive home before we wrap up today's episode. And again, please reach out to Pam and I, what you're enjoying about this. And, you know, if you want us to sort of dive into any of these points more, we'd be happy to do so. But the, I guess the sixth point for me is investing in your network. I think over the last 7 years, what myself and you have done really well at is just staying in contact with people, you know, when they've moved into sort of new positions, when they've changed companies. You know, obviously we've now built Sisterhood Club so we can really start hosting our own events and creating our own community. But I feel like we have really invested, and probably I've actually taken this more seriously in the last sort of 3 years, I would say, but investing in who we surround ourselves with, who we are in the rooms with, who we're staying in contact with, who we're taking out for coffees, who we're buying lunches for, but making sure that we are investing in our network constantly. That's key.
I completely agree. And I think it's being able to get your professional network and your professional relationships to a point where, you know, you can have like real, raw, honest, authentic conversations. And that ultimately was the vision that we had when we started Sisterhood Club. That's the type of community that we wanted to grow and evolve, is just to be able to bring people together with, to create a bit of a safe space for people to make connections. When you get to a certain stage in your life, I feel as though it can actually feel a bit clunky to meet new people. You can start to, I don't know, feel a wee bit socially awkward, like meeting new people. And the reality is that a lot of other people feel that way as well. So creating that safe space to be able to allow those professional
connections to really thrive from a place of authenticity and feeling like you can share stories and figure out like, oh, I feel as though I really connect with her. I've really liked which, oh, I've experienced that too. That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's hopefully what we're really going to continue to grow and evolve with Sisterhood Club, but definitely investing in those professional relationships. I think from a professional standpoint, I think by what we've created with Sisterhood Club as well, it's actually allowed us to do a little bit of give and take. Sometimes, you know, with your, when you operate in a purely recruitment capacity, you can feel sometimes as though it's just like, oh, do you have a role that I can have? Do you have a role that I can have? And we really did get to a point in our career where we wanted to give back. Mm. I want to be able to give my professional network something now. And what we've created and built over the past few years with Sisterhood Club has allowed us to do that. And I think that that's only served to really deepen the professional relationships that we have with a lot of our network, and some who now I would say are actually friends.
Yeah.
And that's just a beautiful place to be. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, like, investing in your professional network is massive. Mm-hmm. for so many different angles. Mm-hmm. And as that sort of grows and evolves over time, it'll boomerang back. But what I would say is just always be prepared to give and receive, give and receive, give and receive. Just be conscious of not always be the one asking for advice or always wanting something. Like, you know, you've got a lot to give as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, such a key thing that we've done over the last 7 years, and we'll continue to do so as we move forward into that 10 year. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal.
Final lesson. And God, I mean, this could be a whole podcast in itself, because it is something I know we're both really passionate about, is just like creating those healthy habits, right? If you want to have a successful career, business, whatever your goals and aspirations are, you need to create some healthy habits. Like, you know, you've got to think about longevity. You've got to think about sustainability. As I said at the start, had probably you and I operated the way we did the first 2 years of running this business, we probably wouldn't be in business now.
No.
I think what we have got really good at over the years and what we've had to really improve upon is checking in with ourselves and each other to be like, do you know what? I need to finish a bit early today because I just need to just go for a walk, go to the gym, go and have a sauna, go and get a massage, run myself a bath. But I need a bit of decompression now. It's been go, 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 go all week. And I just actually need to just tool down early tonight and just do something for me. And I think that these mini breaks in the month, in the quarter, and throughout the year have been so crucial to keep us, one, motivated, keep our mindset in a really good space, keep us healthy as well. Because without energy, you can't do anything. Like, if we get sick, we don't operate well. You know, we can't run our business.
No.
Right? So it's like people need to, and I'm saying this for myself as well, constantly invest in their health. Because if you fall sick, like, you know, you're not going to progress in your career. You're not going to be able to get your work done to your full capacity. So I think it's really, really important. And this is probably still a journey, still for us both, I guess, because we can get so in it sometimes.
Yeah.
But it is just noticing when we do need that break. And you and I have probably come to points where we're like, we need a break. And I think,
it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to feel that way.
Yes.
But take the break.
Correct.
If you get to the point that you feel that way, mm-hmm. take the break.
Yeah.
Because you and I, that's a problem that we've had a lot of the time. Mm. We've got to the point where we've been like, I need a break. And we've just battled through it. And that's when, you know, we've potentially landed ourselves in a place of overwhelm and not feeling particularly good. No. And I did it last year and I ended up with a terrible, terrible cold.
Yeah.
I have not been that sick and I actually do not recall. It floored me.
Yeah.
But that was the point. I hit an actual wall at that point. So I think if you feel that you need a break, you've got to take it.
Yeah.
And you might not be able to be in a position where you're able to take a week off, but get yourself to a sauna.
Yeah.
Go for a cold dip.
Massage or a walk on the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like a week in Bali, right? It can literally just be this weekend, phone in a drawer, because I think often it's like technology, like I love technology, I'm all about tech, but also it can suck your attention and steal your attention. I think sometimes weekends I have like a technology free weekend where I would just be off my phone, laptop be put away, and I would just be like getting stuck into a good book, being out in nature, spending quality time with my friends, my family, my husband. Like I'm just very, very aware now that I need to pull back, or I need to just finish early today, do something just to look after my health, because I want to be in this for the long run. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint for us, right? And it's like, if you don't constantly give yourself that break, give yourself some downtime, whether that's in your week, your month, your quarters, your year, you are on the fast track for burnout. You know, like if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not getting enough movement in, if you're not eating correctly, if you're not doing something to, you know, clean your mind through meditation and journaling every week, you're going to see some signs that you're going to start to feel fatigue. You're going to lose that energy, that drive, that determination, that motivation. And I know the biggest thing for me, like when I know I'm sort of going in a bit of a bad direction, is I will just lose that motivation. It's really interesting. It's like, if I feel like I'm feeling a bit exhausted, I'm like, oh, I can't, but just, I'm not feeling it today.
Yeah.
And I will still do it, because at the end of the day, I will still act despite of how I feel. But I also know that's a sign that, oh, okay, I'm probably burning the candle at both ends a bit now. I need to pull back. So I think it's recognizing that if you want to have a successful career or start a business and be in this for the long run, you do need to look after yourself.
Absolutely agree. I think just, look, I'm incredibly busy, and obviously I have a young family as well that I want to be able to show up for. So really looking after myself is something that, from a health angle, health and fitness angle, is something that can very easily become bottom of the pile next to my husband.
Oh, poor Jamie.
But I have honestly made such a conscious effort to really make sure that I'm prioritizing my fitness the past couple of years. And I honestly noticed the difference massively. Mm-hmm. Actually, since the turn of the year, there's not a day gone by that I've not done a workout. And I'm not saying that I am in the gym for an hour and a half every day of the week. I'm not. It's been a blend. Mm-hmm. You do not need to. It's been a real blend. I've actually got a cross trainer in my garage as well. And in the morning, I honestly, sometimes I'm like, oh, I just want to have my coffee, and oh, I just want to do it. Like, I'd rather not. Mel Robbins, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up. Mm-hmm. Get on it. Get on the cross trainer, or get to the gym, whatever it is that I'm going to be able to allocate my time to that day. If I've got a bit more time, I do go to the gym, because I want to enjoy it, and I want to be able to have like a full experience. But the days that I'm time poor, and whether that is 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, it's not longer than 40 minutes that, but I get it done. So it's just about creating it as a healthy habit. And as soon as you start to feel really good about what you're doing, and you feel better about moving, then I think like habit stacking and just like finding those little moments, it doesn't matter whether you've only got 5 minutes to meditate or you've only got 10 minutes to, you know, do a bit of exercise in your garage, just do it, and you've started the day doing something for yourself, and it'll pay off. Or another little trick is just get some music on when you're making the kids breakfast and do a couple of, you know, shuffles up and down.
Squats and dances, and,
that makes you feel good. Yeah. Like if I ever get in a morning and I'm feeling frustrated, I've got an idea about how my morning's going to go. The kids decide that it's not going to go that way, and they absolutely rule the roost, because, you know, if a two-year-old's in a bad mood, they're in a bad mood, and they're taking everyone else down with them. But put the music on and change the tone. Like your energy gives off more than you know. So you're in charge of your own feelings.
Or, you know me, I'm all about that energy. I'm like, right, there's some negativity in here today. Let's swap this up, you know, because I am a big believer of, like, you know, what we give out, we get back. And if we're constantly in this place of negativity or focusing, and again, I think it all comes down to what you focus on. I do believe that, like, we don't see reality as it is. We see it for the lens that we look through it, right? So if we're constantly focusing on all the things that are wrong with our life, wrong with our careers, wrong with our health, wrong with this, wrong with that, we're going to have pretty negative lives, and we're going to start to feel really crap about things. Or we could flip that and focus on all the things that we can appreciate. And there is always something good. that yes, there's always something to moan about, but there's also something to really focus on and be grateful for. And every single person in their life, like the fact that you woke up today, you know, and you're breathing, the fact, like, you know, I heard something the other day, it said that, you know, imagine if you went to work today for the last time. And it's quite a morbid thing to think, right? But how different would you be? And sometimes I think we need to check in with ourselves. What if it was the last time tonight that you got to see your partner? How different would you treat them? And I think it's just that constant reminder of, like, not taking our health, our careers, our business, our friends, our family for granted. But it's all about the mindset and the lens that you look through things. And I think where focus goes, energy does flow. And you're so right. You get to create the energy that you bring into every single day. And that's why every morning without fail, I will, whether it's, you know, sometimes the mornings only have 10 minutes if we've got to be up and out for, you know, going to meetings in the city. But I will still spend the first 10 minutes of the day focusing on what I'm grateful for, how I want to show up that day, what my intentions are. And it just sets the tone for my day. And then I will go off and do some movement. And that is how I start every single day. Sometimes I have longer and I give myself more time, but there's not a morning that goes past that I don't do that. And sometimes things will go wrong in the day. And sometimes, like,
well, sometimes, yeah. So, yeah, sometimes, so, I wish it was just sometimes.
Sorry, let me correct myself. All the time something will happen in the day, right? But again, and I don't always do this, but I like to think I'm getting better at this. I will check in and be like, hang on, what intention did I set at the start of the day? Who did I say I wanted to be today? Right. Am I acting in alignment with that person now? No, I'm not. Right. Go for a walk around the block, have a word with yourself and come back as that person. And it's just this constant, like, reframe, but I have to do it. It's a daily practice. It's a daily habit that I've implemented into my life. Not every day is freaking perfect. I won't lie. Some days, you know, women out there, you know, the few hormonal changes going on throughout the month. I'm a bit of a tight fuse today. But you know what I mean? It's like most of the time I'm good. I recognize, right, this is not who I want to be. This is not the energy I want to put out into the world today. So healthy habits, looking after your mind, looking after your body. I can't speak about it enough. It could be a whole podcast episode on itself, but that's a really big lesson because we didn't do it at the start of the business. Our mental and physical health did suffer from it. We were exhausted. We didn't have a good energy. We would, you know, be a bit short and snappy and, you know, focus on probably all the wrong things. And it's still a daily, it's still a practice because sometimes we'll get to the end of the week. There'll be amazing things that have happened that week and it could be one thing that's gone wrong. And you and I'd be like, oh God.
Yeah.
And it's a check-in process. Like, hang on a minute. And we've got better. Yeah, that thing happened. That was annoying. But look at all this other stuff that's happened. How amazing.
Yeah. That's my one thing for 2025. Reframe. I want to be able to let things go quicker.
Yep.
Kind of hold on to things and overthink it. I wake up at 2 a.m. and I'm like, But, you know, there's always stuff, you know, we're all a constant work in progress.
Exactly. So we'll just stop there because, you know, me and you just can just keep on chatting for hours on end. But hopefully there has been something in today's episode that you can relate to and that's really helped you wherever you are on your journey as well. So as always, we love hearing from you. So please reach out to Pam and I. We count on LinkedIn the most. So reach out to us over there. And we hope to do many more of these episodes for you this year. So the biggest way you can support us, if you want us to keep doing these, is just to subscribe, like, comment on this episode today. It all helps to make sure this podcast continues to grow and hopefully impact many lives. But thank you so much for tuning in today. And I hope you have a wonderful week wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.